There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And it starts now.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic, and my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, will be back next week. But we have a very special co-host, our producer and talent extraordinaire, Rocky Trainer. Thank you, Rocky,
for
co-hosting. Yeah, Rocky and I just got back from an amazing experience in Arizona, where we were working with other mediums on a very special project that I'll be discussing at some point. And it just was really incredible. And tonight's show, the theme is Hope in Action. And before we get to that, because I know that Rocky has something really beautiful she wants to read about hope. In the last week, we've lost some incredible icons, film star, pinup girl, role model who set the standard of feminine beauty for decades, Gina Lola Brigida, passed. And then the rock and roll world has taken three really heavy hits. Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, who was a rock and roll artist on her own, in her own right. Incredible guitarist, Jeff Beck. And Jeff Beck, yeah. Rocky actually met Jeff Beck back in the day. Maybe I'll get her to talk about that. And then sadly today, rock icon David Crosby, who was in the 60s group The Byrds, and then the rock and roll supergroup Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and then Crosby, Stills, and Nash. David Crosby actually played at Woodstock. I was privileged throughout the course of my life to have seen him in concert twice. The man had a voice that was angelic, and he's written some incredible songs, many of them which fit with the theme of tonight's show, which is about hope. So our thoughts, our prayers, and our condolences go out to the families of these amazing denizens. For all the listeners, this is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. But before we go to the phones, hope in action. Rocky, earlier when we were speaking, you indicated that you had something about hope that you wanted to share with the audience.
Yes, this actually came from a friend of mine, and the author is unknown, but it talks about things that people go through in their life and what they should do as a resolve. And first of all, I'll just go down the list. The most destructive habit to all of us is worry. And the greatest joy in our hearts is giving. The greatest loss is the loss of self-respect. The most satisfying work is helping others. The most endangered species is our dedicated leaders. Our greatest natural resource, our youth. Our greatest shot in the arm is encouragement. The greatest problem to overcome is fear. The most effective sleeping pill is peace of mind. I'll go on. Most crippling failure and disease is excuses. The most powerful force in life is love, which we experienced this weekend. The most dangerous a pariah is the gossiper. The world's most incredible computer is our brain. The worst thing to be without is hope. And the deadliest weapon is the tongue. There are several others here, but the most beautiful attire is our smile. The most prized possession is integrity. And the most contagious spirit is enthusiasm. And remember, the world, in the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, you may be the world.
Thank you, Rocky, for sharing that. And, you know, for all the callers, share with us what is your source of hope. And hope is a very complex concept. And hope may be thought of as the candle in the darkness. And think about every great belief system emphasizes hope. I remember when I'm, you know, in my studies of theology and studying the ancient Greek religion, we've all heard the term Pandora's box. And Pandora's box was this, you know, this box filled with something that was never supposed to be open. And of course, a woman named Pandora came and opened it, because that's how these stories work. And all the evils, woes, misery, illnesses were released from the box. And so by violating the directives of the gods and opening this box, the world was afflicted with misery, sadness, violence, disease. And just when Pandora felt that she was absolutely devastated, a light flew out of the box, and the light said, "I am hope." And hope was the counter to all these things. Similarly, when we look at the story of Adam and Eve, you have in the Garden of Eden the tree of knowledge, and the nasty serpent, who is supposedly the embodiment of malevolence, tricks Eve into biting into the apple. And the thing is, according to the story, God told Adam and Eve, you can do whatever you want in the Garden of Eden, but don't touch the apple. So it was very similar to Pandora's box. She bites into it, and of course, then Adam and Eve have all this knowledge, and they're cast out of paradise. But what is their saving grace, once again, is hope. So we see throughout human history, throughout various belief systems, throughout philosophy, hope. Because without hope, how can we ever think to face life and to face the future? So hope in action is more than just sitting on your duff. If you know, you can sit there and say, "Oh, I have hope." Well, what are you doing about making your life better? And Rocky, we were talking about that earlier. What's your take on being motivated when it comes to hope?
Well, when we all face adversity and trouble, that's when we really start digging deep within and we hope for a change, not realizing by all of this negative or darkness or things that are happening actually are moving you into a different place. And that's what you hope for, and that's what you strive for, and that's what you walk towards. So every morning when you get up, you know, this is a practice I do. First of all, I'm so glad I'm awake, and I go, "Oh, I'm still here." And I hope my day is filled with good words, good deeds, and good actions. And the people that I meet, I will be able to give them light and love and understanding. And that's what I hope for every morning in my day. And I hope that you take this too, because the only way we can all change is by putting out positive, good feelings to everyone we meet.
I think what you're saying is it also involves motivation.
Yes.
Because, you know, I hear people all the time, "Oh, I hope to get another job. I hope to meet someone." And Dr. Pat and I, we receive calls like this all the time. And I always ask, "Well, what are you doing about it?" "Nothing." Well, yeah, I mean,
you have to do something. You have to get out of the bed and begin.
If you want your hopes to be realized, you have to do something. I mean, look at people like Gina Lola Brigida. She just didn't sit there and hope that one day she'd be a movie star. She made it happen. Lisa Marie. All right. A lot of people say, well, she was rich because she was Elvis's daughter. They also have to realize she was a little girl when her daddy died. And then barely 2 years ago, her son died. Now, this is a woman whose hopes were strained and put to the ultimate test. So hope is something that's more than just I'm sitting here hoping things will get better. Hope in action means the motivation for us to do something, to visualize, actualize, and make that change happen. Jacob, I think we're coming up on a break. And when we come back from the break, I understand we've got a number of callers on the line. We'll be going right to the phone lines.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm Mark Anthony. I'm here with Rocky Trainer. This is The Psychic and the Doc, and we'll be right back.
Time around the wheel, I would probably know just how to deal with all of you.
And I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Wow, Jacob, I can't thank you enough. That was Deja Vu, which was written by David Crosby. And deja vu is the sensation that you'll encounter something or someone and it seems hauntingly familiar. And the concept of deja vu is tied into many belief systems around the world, also in reincarnation. And it's a very spiritual song. So thank you, David Crosby. So, Rocky, go ahead.
Well, I know we have callers waiting to have a reading with you, and Deja Vu is a very cool song to lead into. So I think without further ado, we should move ahead with our callers. So kindly, can we bring in William of Sonoma?
Yep, sounds good. Here is William from Sonoma calling in. Hi there, William.
Hey, William.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. You're on air with Mark Anthony and
awesome.
Rocky, who's subbing for Dr. Pat tonight. What can we do? But first, William, what's your source of hope?
I am going through something of a Pandora's box myself, and that is a separation with my wife.
I'm sorry to hear
my
that.
My hope is that, you know, it's been difficult, and she has been very sad and my primary concern with the process. And I was hoping, or I was thinking that maybe you and maybe Rocky, not Dr. Pat, could give me insight or any advice in how to quell her feelings, as well as you were just talking about deja vu, that in the process of months that I've been away, a woman from 15 years ago has come back into my life inadvertently and is now a friend. that feels like I've known for a long time and maybe interested in more than a friendship. And I don't know how I feel
about it. Rocky, go ahead.
Well, I think the first thing is, if you are in a separation now, and this is my take on it, and I've been in this position before, it's best not to jump into the relationship just yet, because then she will always be the villain. Don't make this new friend, an old friend, the villain. Keep her at bay at this time. No matter what your feelings are, remember you've had a long relationship and marriage. So to separate properly is to also reassess what you're doing through this change. Even if this woman came in after you were thinking of leaving, my suggestion is make that break. Go through the process of mourning the marriage that was really beautiful at that time and being very careful jumping into another relationship, because it could be you jump into this relationship because it's something old and it's something that's
familiar,
exciting, and,
yeah,
or yeah, something exciting.
Well, but
for
also
you.
Seeking comfort in a woman, you know, and in a feminine nature of even being spoken to in a positive way. You know, it's human nature.
Oh.
You guys know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure. Yeah. And certainly, I mean, we're not saying don't pursue a relationship, but you know, first things first, you've got to decide whether.
Yeah, I do understand.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, do you want to see if we got anybody on the other side that may give you some advice?
I would love that. And also, I have a friend that asked.
Well, one at a time. Let me focus on you first.
Perfect.
Okay, and if your friend wants a reading,
okay,
have your friend
you.
Call in. Yeah, I don't do surrogate readings.
A friend that passed away.
Oh, okay. Is this a male friend?
Yeah. So on the.
Hold on.
William.
All right. Yeah. Just okay. Hold on. A couple ground rules. Don't provide me with information, and I'm not picking on you. This is for everybody. I'm an evidential medium. So when I said, is this a male friend, that's because okay. I was picking up on a male energy around you. Please do not start giving me their name, facts, figures, and data. Let me bring forth the information. If I need to know something, I'll ask. Yeah, no worries. It takes time to do this. All right. So we got a male coming through, and what I'm getting with him, let me go through this before you respond, and I'm tasting blood, and I feel the sense of infection throughout my body. Now, because I know this may sound a little bit icky, but I'm tasting like pus. I'm tasting the sensation that feels like disease, illness. And this may not be your friend. This could be another male. And I'm getting a lot of weakness in my legs, in my knees, my ankles. So all the connective tissue in his body was affected by this. I'm feeling inflammation and disease. I'm also feeling my lungs filling up with fluid. Now, certainly that could be some type of pneumonia. That could also be a congestive heart failure, because those two sensations, as I experience them, are very similar. And in my head's pounding, like every time my heart beats, I feel like I'm throbbing. So he was in a lot of discomfort. Does this make any sense to you in relation to your friend or another male connected to you in spirit?
Well, the man I am referring to was shot in the chest. So, in a way, we could say, yes, you know, the pus, the infection, you know, there were drug issues, and that, you know, but that's highly analogous, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to stretch to make it fit, because see, if he was shot in the chest and died fairly quickly, I get a different sensation. Is there another male connected to you that had a longer, slow passing where there was a lot of issues with blood and infection?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right, well, let's work with this spirit, and let's see. Do you write a lot? Because this spirit's talking about you, and I see a pencil, and I get writing, and I realize that we all write and we all type and use a computer, but he talks about you writing. and like voluminous notes, voluminous record keeping, all types of writing. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Not I'm going to take, writer. I'm going to take a pass on this because this may be for another caller. William, okay. I want to thank you for calling in. Think about that. If it makes sense, call back. I'll let you go. Jacob, who do we have next?
Yeah, next up, we got Mike calling in from Florida, and he's just connecting right now. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just hoping that maybe you might be able to make a connection with some loved ones who have passed.
All right, let's see what we got. I'm getting a female energy coming through. The interesting thing about this is she feels like she could be on the generational level above you. Now, that may mean that she may be older than you. She could be like your generation, like a friend that was older or a sibling. But this could be like a mother, an aunt, or an older friend. And what I'm getting with her...
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
You're back with the psychic and the doc. I'm Mark Anthony. I'm here with Rocky Trainer, who is sitting in for the illustrious Dr. Pat, who will be back next week. And I understand, Jacob, Mike is still on the line, but Rocky, you look like you're about to say something.
Yes, well, I was just going to say we had to go on hold for just a little technical problem, but Mike is with us and he's from Florida. Mike, you're here with Mark Anthony. Are you there?
Great. Yes, I am.
Good. Okay, Mike, sorry about everything. You know, we had technical glitches because everybody involved the shows from all over the country and by the miracle of technology.
Sure.
All right. So I have a female energy coming through, could be on the parent level. It doesn't necessarily mean a parent. It could be an aunt or like a stepmother, mother-in-law, teacher, boss, professor you may have had. But what I'm getting with this woman, Mike, is a dizzy disorientation prior to passing. And what that indicates to me is that there was difficulty with her mental focus and clarity. And I'm also getting a long decline. Now, a long decline doesn't mean that it took 6 months. It could have just been, you know, maybe even 2 weeks or so. I'm also getting a lot of pain in my lower back and hips. So this is indicating to me that in conjunction with the mental clarity issue, she may have been having some difficulty walking and, you know, getting around. Does any of this make sense to you?
All of it.
I'm sorry, all of it? Okay.
All of it. Oh, you're spot on.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And she's directing my attention to the Gemini time frame. Now, Gemini is always fascinating because Gemini runs roughly from May 20th to June 20th, give or take a day or so on either end. Because I'm not an astrology guy, but spirits like to give me astrological time frames. However, there could be a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, Mike, which may be connected to her, to you, or someone close to either of you within the Gemini time frame, May 20 to June 20. But Gemini, interestingly enough, is the symbol for twins. So there could also be a reference to somebody connected to you or her that was or is a twin. And because of Gemini, there could also be a name like Jimmy or Jenny in there. Does any of that make sense?
Yes, the name Jenny.
Jenny in what way?
Is the name of my aunt.
Okay. Do you believe that this is the spirit who's communicating?
Either her or my mom. My mom would have had the health issues.
And
walking.
Okay. Question. How's Jenny connected to your mom? Was that her sister or sister-in-law?
Very close sister.
Very close. All right, perfect. So here's what we have. We've got your mom and we have your Aunt Jenny here. Let's see what they want you to know. Hold on. Interesting, the way they're saying, using this word, they're telling me, they said, Mike, we know that of lately, about the past four, almost 5 months, they're telling me that you felt very discombobulated. Now, that's a word you don't hear very often, discombobulated. This sort of means out of sorts. You've like lost your focus. But what they're telling me is that you're very good about no matter how tough things get, it's like you're holding on to the reins of a horse. Like the horse is charging all over the place. And it's like, but you're breaking the horse. In other words, not breaking it and hurting it, but taming the horse. And so that you're doing very well with this. And they're also bringing up thyroid. So either one or both of them may have had thyroid issues, or there could be something connected to you or somebody very close to you with a thyroid issue and a pancreatic issue as well. Does any of that resonate with you, Mike?
Thyroid, not the pancreatic, and the past few months being difficult.
Okay, with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm interpreting that the past few months, the horse bucking all over the place and the discombobulated is the thyroid, but they keep jabbing me in the pancreas. So the next time you go for a checkup, make sure you have them, meaning the doctor, the lab, check your pancreas, blood sugar levels, that type of thing. Let me see what advice they want. In addition to that, they want to give you. I know on the first caller, I kept getting writing, and I'm getting that again. I'm smelling, you know that smell when you walk into a library and you smell old books? I'm getting that. Is there something that you're either writing or working on or doing a lot of reading?
I do a lot of reading.
Do a lot of reading. Okay. All right. So let's see what they want you to know. Hold on. Never falter. Stay true to yourself and to your purpose. Always look to your inner strength. You've always had this, Mike. You've always had this since you were a little boy. No matter how many times you fell down, no matter how many times you scraped your knees, got up, you stood tall, and you kept moving. You kept very resolute. This is fascinating. The way they talk about you, I'm seeing you as a little boy falling and skinning your knees, and instead of laying there and crying, you got back up and you kept going. And they show like a stalk of bamboo bending in the terrible high-powered winds and then snapping back. And this is your gift, Mike. You're very resilient. And so no matter what life throws at you, be it health, personal, love, financial, no matter what life throws at you, you're always resilient. And that's what they're telling you is even in difficult times, turn to your inner strength. You've always had faith in yourself. Continue to do so. Rocky, do you have anything you would like to add?
Wow, that's amazing. And the confirmation from Mike on this. Mike, our theme is hope. So have look forward to and hoping as you move forward, things improve for you and get better and better. And I love the reading of looking inwardly, because when you settle and focus inside and breathe, sometimes, like I always look at, meditation is when you're listening to God, and praying is when you're asking God and using your temple, your body as a center will help you move forward, and you know what to do. It just comes innately. Follow that.
Mike, what do you do for your source of hope?
Well, I'm very religious, and so, you know, I just turn to the Bible, and because I'm religious, so that's what I would say.
That's a very good source of inspiration and strength. Do you, it's interesting because your spirits keep referencing the book of Psalms. Do you turn to the Psalms on occasion?
Yes.
Yeah, let me finish, Rocky. That is the book. I don't want to say that's the only book you should read, obviously all of it, but the Psalms are great motivation for you. Now, Rocky, go ahead.
I'm thinking also Corinthians, and where the hope comes from. And the Psalms are always beautiful. You know, Mark, that I love the Psalms. I used to do choreography to Psalms. So I think that's really a great thing that came through.
Yeah, Rocky used to be the liturgical dance coordinator for the Diocese of Central Florida. And what that means is, as part of the religious services, she would teach and choreograph the young girls who would do the dancing. And a lot of the music was inspired by, or it was Psalms set to music. Rocky, you can explain it better than I can.
Yeah.
But a lot of people may not be familiar with what liturgical dance is.
Yeah, but the Psalms are really a beautiful place to go because it says so much in very concise paragraphs that you can grasp and live with it through the day as something that reoccurs to reassure you that your faith is strong.
What part of Florida were you in?
Central Florida. I'm the Orlando area.
Oh, that's where I'm from. Wow.
Oh, good.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. You know, we were just, Rocky and I, we were part of a very spiritual event in Arizona, and we were talking about the Mary Queen of the Universe Basilica. And for even people who aren't necessarily of the Catholic faith, I highly recommend visiting Mary Queen of the Universe. And it was designated a basilica because it reports directly to the Vatican. But aside from that, the stained glass, the rosary garden, the meditation room, it is as awe-inspiring and as beautiful as St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City or the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. And a lot of times I just like to go there and walk through what's called the Rosary Garden, and because I always feel very connected with nature. And the reason I'm bringing that up, Mike, is your spirits are also saying that you have this incredible connection with nature, and that when you feel things are really tugging at you, just sit there and is there some roses or rose bushes near where you live that you're in close proximity to?
Rose bushes. Not now. There were rose bushes where my mom lived at one time.
There we go. The rose bushes. That's what's coming from your mom. So the next time, you know, you get those feelings of grief or whatever, I always recommend go for a walk in a park, or, you know, if you can find a rose garden and just feel the presence of your mom. Mike, I want to thank you so very much for calling in. Many blessings, love and light.
Thank you, Jacob.
I think we can take another caller before we go to a break.
Yeah, sounds good. Next up, we've got David calling in from New Jersey.
Wow, all these men tonight. How wonderful.
This is great. All right, men, we are spiritual. Despite what our women tell us, we are spiritual. All right, David. David, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What can I help you with?
I was calling to see if there's any messages from Spirit as of late.
I'm picking up on a male energy. He's like a very father-like figure. Now, I'm not saying it is a father, but I have like a father, a mentor-like figure. And this guy seems like he was bigger. Like I see like bigger upper body strength, and he had some biceps on him at least at one point in his life. And with his passing, I feel like dizzy. Now I know in the last stream I was talking about dizzy disorientation, but this feels really quick. So what that indicates to me, David, is that this could have been a stroke, could have been an aneurysm, but I'm getting this dizzy disorientation. Then I'm feeling rapid, shallow breathing. Now, many times this heart attacks and strokes, the way I experience them, mimic each other. And I'm getting tingles now down the left side of my face, but I'm also getting them in the right jaw as well, which is unusual. So there could have been a stroke, there could have been a heart attack or something very similar to that, because I feel the dizzy disorientation, which has to do with could be a stroke, could also be the high blood pressure related to a heart attack. And then I feel that his passing was pretty soon after that. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes. My paternal grandfather.
Your paternal grandfather, your dad's dad. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see what he wants you to know. I love this, David. He says, you never let anybody down. He said, David, you are a pillar of strength to everyone around you. And he said that when people around you are faltering, when they're feeling down, when they're filled with woe, you're always in there propping them up. He said, but the problem is sometimes you feel like there's nobody there helping you to stand, helping you, propping you up. And he wants you to know that we, meaning spirits, meaning the Lord, meaning the Almighty, he said, your strength is your faith, is your connection with the light, and that you need to be reminded of that. He's also talking about, do you have a vehicle? Because he's also shown me the driver's front end, the left front end, the tire, the tie rod, something going on with the steering, tie rod, something with the left front end of a vehicle. Does any of that make sense?
Oh my God. My battery connector won't stay in my car. Cuts. If I cut the car off, I have to always get out, wiggle the connector to keep the car.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the battery.
Yeah.
I just fixed it.
Fantastic. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that your spirits, these spirits, this spirit in particular, is around you and aware of what's happening. This is also, if you've read my book, The Afterlife Frequency, or listened to other programs, I call that verifiable fact following the message. Now, what that means is when a spirit or group of spirits gives us a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, and your paternal grandfather was explaining how, you know, you're the pillar of strength for everybody, but then there's times you feel like, man, nobody's propping me up. And he's saying, well, we are. The spirits are, and they're helping guide you, and they're helping give you that fortitude. That's the advice and explanation. But then when the spirit immediately follows that up with an objectively verifiable fact, front end of your car, which was malfunctioning with the battery, which you just fixed, okay? But still keep an eye on the steering as well. Have you had any issues with the steering?
With my steering? No, but I definitely will keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, sure. Keep an eye. So the verifiable fact of what was going on with your car is how the Spirit is letting you and I know that we have properly received and interpreted the message before that. Rocky, do you have any parting words of wisdom for David?
Well, David, pay attention. And as Mark says in his book, the afterlife frequency, use the RAF technique. And the RAF technique will make you aware of the spirits around you. And I wish you well, and keep an eye on that car.
And you, David, you're a good man. You're a good man. Okay. So whatever you're doing in life, keep doing it. So Jacob, I think it's time for us to go to a break, but when we come back, we have time for some more callers. Thank you, David. I'm Mark Anthony. You're here with Rocky Trainer, who's sitting in for Dr. Pat Basile, who will be back next week. Next week, you're listening to the Transformation Network, and we'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step RAFT technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
I'm Rocky Trainer, and you are tuned into the Psychic in the Dock with Mark Anthony and our wonderful Dr. Pat Basile, who will be back next week. But we want to go right back to the phones, and I believe we have Fawn from California. Am I correct, Jacob?
That's right. We got Fawn calling in. Hi there, Fawn.
Hello.
Hey, Fawn. I'm Mark Hello? Anthony. How can we help you tonight?
Well, first I want to tell you I've read all three of your books and they have helped me a lot. But I'm still struggling with my grief.
Of course. Yeah, grief is a lifetime journey, and I'm happy and honored that my books can help you through that journey. I'm picking up on a male energy around you, and he could be on your generational level or the one below it. Now, by below it, what I mean could be he may be younger, could be child, niece, nephew. And what I'm getting with this male is I feel a very abrupt passing. Because when I feel an impact sensation to my body, that can indicate either a traumatic passing or an abrupt, unexpected passing. Does that make any sense to you, Fawn?
Actually, it does in a way.
In what way? Go ahead.
He was sick for a long time, but when he passed, it was just very sudden.
Okay. What was his relationship to you?
My husband.
Your husband? Okay. Did he make jokes no matter how lousy he felt?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, because he's laying there. I mean, he's showing me he's laying there, and he's like, I feel miserable, but I get like these zingers and one-liners coming out.
He didn't like to show people pain.
No, and he also didn't he hated you having to watch him be ill, because he loves you so very much. And he said, I always wanted to be her Superman. Unfortunately, I feel like I swallowed a bucket of kryptonite. That is exactly what he just said. That's an interesting way of putting things. And it's fascinating.
It sounds like him.
Okay. Did he like superheroes or something? Because he keeps showing me Superman. He's like, I'm Superman and you're Lois Lane, baby.
Oh, we went to all the Marvel, movies. That was
perfect.
That's awesome.
All right, yeah. Perfect. So you have been elevated to Lois Lane status. Hold on. Interesting. In I think the reading before this, I kept getting roses, and this is what I call a collective consciousness communication, because we got a whole group of spirits that are connected to all the callers, and I keep smelling roses, and I'm actually tasting rose water. Is there something about roses, the fragrance of roses, the taste of rose water?
Our house is surrounded by roses.
Perfect. Okay, so he is definitely with you, and he's validating that this is him, because obviously I don't know that your house is surrounded by roses, but he does. And he said that when you smell, there's one particular rose, and it looks like it could be like a bluish purple color. He said, I don't want you to be sad when you see that color. You do? Okay. He said, I don't want you to be sad. He says, instead, think of me. Think of me. Okay. Does that make sense to you? And if so, how?
Yeah, well, we have one of those that they're called sterling silver, and they're highly fragrant. Sometimes he would buy me roses, but the hothouse roses have no smell. So he would get one of the roses from the yard and put them in with it so that they're fragrant.
Yeah, so he wants, when you smell that fragrance, you to think of him and to be happy, which of course is much easier said than done. But now I'm tasting peppermint. And peppermint can mean a couple different things. I associate peppermint with candy canes, which could indicate a significance. Go ahead.
Peppermint.
He loves peppermint.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, and see, there's your verifiable fact following the message. He knows the pain that you're going through. He said, but your gift is when people see you or talk to you or meet you, they have no idea how much pain you're actually in. You're very good. I don't want to say masking, but you put on the brave face. He said, you function, you go through everything you have to do. He said, but you suffer in silence. And I know this.
That's true.
And I'm hearing that Simon and Garfunkel song, Sounds of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Da, 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 da. Is there anything about Simon and Garfunkel that would make sense to you?
He loved them. It was one of his favorite groups.
Okay, perfect. So he is, he's talking about the sounds of silence because you suffer in silence. But he also wants you to know that he is with you. Like when you're suffering, his spirit comes to you. He also is explaining that intellectually you understand the grieving process. You know that, like, it never is really over, but he's explaining to me that keep moving forward and things are going to start getting easier for you. Now, by saying easier, he doesn't mean like everything's just going to be, a trip to Disney World, but he's letting you know that in time, it's going to hurt less. Doesn't mean the hurt and the pain's going to vanish. He said, in time, things will hurt less. Is there a Barbara or a Barbie? Feels like a younger female.
Yeah, one of my best friends' wife's name's Barbara, and they're coming down next week. They've been really very helpful to me.
Perfect. He wants you to enjoy your time. He calls her Barbie, but Barbara, he says, enjoy your time with them. So I'll leave that with you. Fawn, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. God bless you.
Many blessings to you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Mark, you think we can do a quick last...
Yeah, let's give it a shot, Jacob.
How about Bobby from Idaho?
Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, so we got the two options there. We can go Bobby or we can... Let's do Bobby here.
Okay.
At 1 second, we're connecting to Bobby from Idaho. Alrighty. Hi there, Bobby. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, Bobby. We only got a few minutes, so how can we help you?
Oh, hello. I just want to tell you real quick, Mark, that, you know what, in my very deep grief, I needed some clarifying that
I can't understand anything. Bobby, are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yes, I am. Let me get out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Kinda.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I did have some headphones in. Okay. I just have to tell you real quick that I had some very traumatic situations happen the last 2 years, and my, you know, faith was definitely shattered. And I needed some concrete evidence as to, you know, what happens after you pass away, and evidence of eternity and afterlife took me, like, totally, I lived by them. So they definitely helped me through some trials. So I just wanted to, I was able to get involved with helping parents heal. So.
Oh, super. Oh,
good.
Excellent. That's very, Helping Parents Heal is a wonderful organization. So Bobby, I can't thank you enough for
validating.
For that. So how may it be, how may I help?
It's kind of obvious. I was maybe hoping to be in touch with some very close relatives of mine.
I'm picking up on a female energy. She has kind of like a sister type vibe. Now, once again, it doesn't mean a sister. It could be a cousin. It could be a friend. And what I'm getting with her is I'm getting a horrific burning sensation in what would be her reproductive regions. So this could be an issue with the cervix and in that area. And I'm also getting, this feels like it could have been a cancerous condition. And it feels like she put up a really good fight, but it took some time for her to transition. And I also get the sense that everything that could be done had been done. And she said, but eventually, she said, we all run our course. Does that make any sense to you? Okay, what way?
You say not to say no, so,
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding. Our connection's not that great, and I'm having a hard time understanding you. So we got 2 minutes. So let me get you a message from her.
Okay.
Hold on.
Definitely.
Are you about to travel or expanding your travel plans? She says expanding your travel plans is a good thing. Does that make any sense?
This does in my recent endeavors for some awareness. Yes, definitely.
Super. So I'll leave that with you. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and for all of our other callers.
Oh, the pleasure has definitely been mine.
Thank you. All right. Many blessings. And for all of our other callers, we're going to be back next week. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'll be with Dr. Pat Basile. So for everybody who didn't get through tonight, please call back again. Rocky, go ahead.
Yes, please, Jacob, if you will, the callers that did not get on air that are in line to speak with Mark, could you please have them call back and we put them on a call list so they can step in first on the show? And remember, everyone, the number is 1-800-930-930. 2819, the Transformation Network, with Mark Anthony and Dr. Pat Vasselli, the psychic and the doc. And it's been my pleasure to share this with all of you as well.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Vasselli, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.